Where is my treasure? After getting my children off to school, I began thinking about the rest of the day. I had many things to do, but I had to work the night shift at the hospital, so I had limited time. I could work in the yard, work on a quilt for my nephew's birthday, or exercise. Then I remembered a quote from President Ezra Taft Benson. When we put God first, all other things fall into their proper place or drop out of our lives. Scriptures it is, I thought. I sat at my desk and continued my scripture study from the day before. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is my treasure? I thought. Next to my scriptures were four names from my husband's family that I had recently taken to the temple. My husband's parents were the first in their families to join the church. I had spent the past 2 years working on my late father-in-law's line. I decided to go to Family Search to see if the ordinances were recorded as complete. I looked at the temple icons along his line. To my surprise, several names I had prepared for sealing ordinances had not been recorded as complete. I must have misplaced the cards, and the sealings had not yet been done. As soon as I reprinted the names, a distinct thought came to my mind. Now you can go about your day. I felt peace knowing I had put the Lord first. He helped me prioritize what was most important. Enjoying my family in the eternities is definitely what I treasure most. I know that if I put God first, all other things will work out for my spiritual benefit and for the benefit of others. Ashley Cornell, Oklahoma, USA. End of Where Is My Treasure? Read by Rena Nelson.